Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of Life Center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's.
Okay, hi. Thank you for checking us in tonight. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Go ahead and pull up a chair, and we'll all kind of move into the table here and see what kind of wonderful discussions we can have as we notch on some of the light things that are happening on the planet. We also have one of our regulars, Dr. Stephen Ward, our chiropractor. Chiroman.com is in the house. Hey, Dr. Ward, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. We are glad to have you back. We've got some new things to talk about that he's had happening. We're very excited about that. And we have one of our regulars, Mr. Jamie, is up here at the table, too. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you doing tonight?
Most excellent.
He is most excellent. I like that. I like that. And again, I'm Robin Masevich, and I am most excellent, too, so that's all wonderful. So tonight, we have Dr. Ward. He is a chiropractor in Long Beach, California. Kind of sees things a little bit different in the chiropractic world, and always excited to talk to him from a little bit of a different perspective, a little bit of a lighted way of looking at things from just a different than some of the ways the general things go out there. But Dr. Ward, he carries a lot of different hats. He is a chiropractor. He also is motivational, and he has a wonderful different products that he has out there. So, you know, why don't you say hello so everybody actually knows that you're on the call, Dr. Ward.
I'm on the call. Hello, hello.
There he is. Because I'm just talking away like, you know, you've already introduced you. So there we go. Now how long have you been a chiropractor?
I have been in practice I'm entering my 21st year.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations on that. That's wonderful. And one of the other things that he has going on is he does screensavers with his computers, which is really wonderful. How many products do you have now?
Oh, honey, I'm not sure. I think we have about 60 products.
60 products, okay. The new one that you have, though, is called Daily Bible Beauty. Do you want to kind of give them a little preview of what that is? And actually, if you go to chiroman.com right now, and you go ahead and check that out with the positive computing that he has going on there, you can actually see a preview before it's even available for purchasing, which is kind of a little treat for everybody. So go ahead and tell them a little bit about that and how it got created.
Well, we decided that we wanted to create several different Bible products. We found that in researching that there were a lot of Bible websites, but not many products. And our purpose is to bring wisdom and beauty together. And so we obviously have done that on the Power of Positive Computing website. But then we also decided that we would journey out and do some products on the Bible. And so I went through the Bible over a course of about a month. And I research really positive Bible scriptures. So whether you are someone who's active in studying the Bible or if you rarely ever do it, the wisdom in this product we created is very powerful. And so we took 101 scriptures from the Old and New Testament and we put them to beautiful pictures from around the world. And we chose pictures specific to each Bible scripture. So we think it's one of the most powerful products on the planet as far as Bible scriptures go. And this is just a start for us. We will continue to make many different products. I'm certain of that.
And, yeah, so like I said, I'm actually watching it now as he's talking and just – the images are just gorgeous. They are just, you can't help but just get just want to get swept into the image and just want to hang out for a while. They're just really, really gorgeous. So.
Yes, that's the power of beauty and wisdom. So we find that when we incorporate beauty, it's easy for the viewer, and then they're able to unconsciously get the wisdom. And so it's a very good, you know, marriage there between beauty and wisdom. And we feel that people need spiritual nourishment. And these type products are a great way to help people in times of challenge. And because we all people right now seem to be challenged, and we need to have tools that help us, you know, help us through our dark times and get us to brighter times. And that is the purpose behind this product.
Kind of as a sideline, I was looking at different things today, and I actually got from another website, I was looking at it, and we were talking about creativity and how it's so important to get yourself in alignment with creation, whether it's the creativity of working with someone else who's an artist and getting caught up in the fact that there's someone who's very passionate about what they do, and you're a part of just being in their sphere of influence, being in nature and noticing that level of just creation, like we're talking about these beautiful images of the creator creating. And I just think that's like what you're talking, it's kind of that underlining just the message of hope and faith and just, you know, knowing that something bigger and better that's just a part of us is out there if we just choose to look at life from a different perspective that is lighter. And then is gracing us in just a wonderful way. So thank you so much for putting this together. It's just a wonderful product, and I look forward to seeing what else you're going to be putting together.
Well, thank you. I'm definitely enjoying the process, and it seems like every product we make, they're getting even better and better as we evolve our process. And I have a fantastic photographer out of Colorado, and he is so gifted. His website is classicvisions.org, or maybe it's .net. It's one of the two. But he's one of the best photographers I've ever seen, and I've been enjoying working with him. And, in fact, last week he sent me a drive, a 3-terabyte drive of 400,000 photographs.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You know, and he's decided that if anything were to happen to him, he wants me to have his photo library so I can continue to evolve this concept for the rest of my life. And so,
he's a
really unique guy, and he is so gifted in what he does, and he is he's been a great partner to have on this process. Yeah. Been a true joy.
What is his website again?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's either classicvisions.org or classicvisions.net, one of the two.
Okay, Classic Visions. So go to Classic Visions and then start playing with the closer on that so we know what it is.
They are.
Very good. So I had a question for you. We were talking the other day. I had a couple people who were having issues with their backs, and automatically they wanted to go to putting heat on their back.
Right.
And so I wanted to get it from the doctor's mouth. Is that a good thing to do? And I know normally in your practice, every time I've been around your clinic, which is the ward chiropractic, offices, that you always get the ice out, even if it's a popsicle.
You're always
going to the freezer.
Yeah, I tend to find that when people are in pain, if we put them on heat, we increase blood flow, swelling, and muscle spasm. During the heat, it will definitely feel better, but after the heat, it will add to, in many cases, the pain the person is having. So most people would prescribe heat and then cold, heat and then cold, and then a lot of people would prescribe only heat. I, in my clinic, have not found the benefits of heat, so I never use heat. I always use ice, so I treat the patient, and after I treat the patient, I want to pull out the inflammation in the body and the swelling, so I put them on an ice pack for, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, and then as a result of that, calmly their inflammation's improved, and of course their pain is reduced as a result of the adjustment. So I find it's a better way to actually hold the adjustment, and it also goes to the root of the inflammation process. I mean, most of us have known someone who's sprained an ankle.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
when you sprain an ankle and you put it in a hot bath or a hot jacuzzi, it feels wonderful. It feels like heaven. And then you pull your ankle out of the hot water or hot jacuzzi and you find that the ankle is twice the size as it was before you put it in. And so that just really shows you the action of inflammation and how heat increases blood flow and swelling. And although it may feel better, it doesn't necessarily mean it's solving the inflammation process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So ice is just always, in your opinion, ice is just the way to go.
Yes. If a person's going to use heat, they should end with ice.
End with ice. Okay. Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, I can vouch for that, because one time I was having a back spasm before I knew Dr. Ward, and I had done that where it felt wonderful to lay on the heating pad, but boy, as soon as I got up, my body just went into all kinds of just cooling off and then having a lot of a discomfort with it just all just starting to get really stiff and chalking up. So, yeah, it was
not it's definitely an issue, I feel. And when I pull people off the heat, because most people, when they're in pain, are told to put heat on. And they come in and just dying in pain. I give them a quick treatment, and then immediately their pain's reduced. Then I put them on ice, and it improves it even more. And then oftentimes, as you know, I may treat someone 2, 3, 4, 5 times in the same day, depending upon the severity of their problem. But in most cases, by the end of one day, we have dramatically reduced their pain pattern.
That's actually, if I have friends or anybody who comes over to the clinic nowadays, I just plan on having them go in for their initial adjustments and then take a break for about an hour and come back and just make that just a regular practice, because it's that much more beneficial so it's not sliding back and just makes it beneficial for that person. So.
Yeah,
you got to hang out for a little while. Oh darn, I gotta go get lunch or something. You know.
Well, and it's just it serves a couple purposes. One, it's very helpful to unlock severity of a problem. But two, it also teaches us where a person is. Are they building up rapidly with stress, or is their build up slower? You know, some people, you know, maybe on a second treatment hardly release at all, which suggests they don't build up real fast. Other people, you can adjust them every hour in the hour, and they'll build up like you didn't even treat them. There'll be huge releases. And so it really helps me to understand their level of stress load. And, of course, our goal in our office is not to string someone along in pain, but to solve their pain pattern quickly. And so, you know, that is different from many chiropractic offices, because if they treat them once and maybe 3 times a week, one time at a time, then it takes much longer to get them well, whereas what I can do in one day usually is miraculous when you look at how we're releasing the severity of a problem. In fact, today I had a lady who's had a shoulder blade and neck issue for 3 years, constant pain, came in. I did one rib release and put her on ice, and she was like, it's like 90% better. It's a miracle. Well, with just one rib release, but because it was late in the day, I couldn't have her come back for a second visit. But in most cases, that's what I would recommend.
And it seems like there's a fair amount of percentages every time I go down to see you, somebody comes walking in and they're maybe in their 40s or 50s, never seen a chiropractor. How what's the percentage of your patients that seem to be that way, that, you know, they're coming to you a little bit later in life and they've never had a chiropractic treatment?
I don't know what my percentage would be of that, but this lady who had the problem today, I had never been to a chiropractor, and she was maybe in her early 50s. I didn't pay attention to that. And and so, you know, that's always shocking to me because I don't know what I would do if I wasn't getting treated. I don't, I'm sure.
Well, you came out of the womb and you were getting treated, so there you go.
That's right. I probably was out of the womb a half an hour and my dad was adjusting me. So yeah.
Just for people who aren't familiar with Dr. Ward, his dad was the first chiropractor in the family, and because of some of the issues he had, he was getting treated almost immediately right after he was born, like a lot too. What was it? Gosh, I don't know. You're probably getting quite a few every day, I think.
Yeah, it was when I was in the hospital incubator for 15 days or whatever, the nurse, they said I had a 1 in 1,000 chance of surviving. And then the nurse would say to my dad, we just about give up on your son living, and then you come in, and then the next thing you know, he's doing better. And they didn't realize that he was adjusting me 4 or 5 times, you know, a day in the incubator. So, you know, it's I was blessed to have that opportunity, and whereas a lot of people have a fear of chiropractic, and when people are in pain, they are afraid of hurting more. So a lot of times that's the fear of taking that chance is, what if I go to the chiropractor and the chiropractor makes it worse? So obviously in people who are late bloomers, you know, that is an issue. And we do need to, you know, recognize, and that's why in those cases I get out my iPad or laptop and I give them an education on the spine. I try to give them some awareness so that they are more at ease. And I try to also talk to them about the specific patterns of behavior that I can immediately see in them. And that helps them to immediately have rapport. And then at that point, I do my adjustment. And in most cases, it is very quick that we get resolution or at least dramatic improvement. So that is what it's all about. It's rare, very rare that we don't see people improve in our work. Heck, I can't even remember the last person who did it improve. So, you know, it is.
Well, you know, it's because, I'm going to brag, but I think it's because it's you. And, you know, one thing that I've always been so impressed with Dr. Ward, I mean, from the first time I met him, he started showing me this perspective of, the way that your back will lean, if you're more to the right or to the left, the way you walk forward or backward. He had all these different ways that he automatically knew certain levels of personality, behavioral beliefs, all these different things that were basically just encoded within the body because of, just all different kinds of elements that were being brought into that person as they were being raised. It was just amazing to see that. So, and that's something that you've incorporated a little bit in your, how's your book coming? Is your book kind of in the ready to be getting published as well?
Because
you've been working on that for a while.
It's really close, but I find myself getting off track, and I've been a little off track, to be honest, but I do have 31 chapters that are really close. I just, you know, for me, it's hard for me to do too many things at once, and I just have been called to, you know, get all these products going, and so that has been really my focus, and now that we're doing all the search engine stuff and the link sharing stuff, we're really going to be going after millions of people based on specific searches, so At the point of completion of this venture, then I will complete that book, and it is calling me to do so, but, you know, I really need to put my focus completely on it, and honestly, my head hasn't been able to get to that point, but hopefully one day it will get that.
Well, I mean, I think since I've known you, and I think, you know, actually we're coming up on the anniversary of knowing one another, because I met Dr. Ward last year in November, so it's pretty much just been a year. It's hard to believe that that we started.
It's hard to believe it's October already, you know.
I know. It's so amazing. But Leaders Causing Leaders is a little early this year. It's actually going to be happening this weekend in Marina Del Rey. And so if anybody's interested in that, go to Leaders Causing Leaders and go ahead and do a little search on that. It's going to be late Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Are you going to be speaking again this year, Dr. Ward?
You know, I was not invited to speak this year, maybe because I didn't even focus my intention on that. Last year, I really wasn't invited either.
You did a fabulous job.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was fun, and a lot of good things have come out of that. And but I think partly I just haven't really been talking to Caroline much, and she's the one who had set me up to speak.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the following year I'll get back on it.
Well, maybe I'll bug you about it. I mean, we can go crash it together. How about that?
Hey, you never know. I'm always open to crash the party.
We could totally crash that party. That'll be good. As far as I know, I'm going to be, they're going to have a kids section as well like they did last year. That's one reason why I met Dr. Ward. They actually had asked him to come and kind of do more of an educational thing for the kids, and I was in the audience for that. And I'm going to be helping with some stuff on storytelling this year, so that should be pretty fun to kind of get in that. So I'll be doing some sketching. I'll be doing some quick sketches for the kids so they can get excited about drawing and making things, you know, making part of the story with the pictures and stuff that they make, and I'll be up there making some easy pictures for kids to be able to drawing at the same time. So that's kind of what I'm going to be working on this year. So it'll be very, very fun.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Well, it's always fun to be hanging out with the kids and just seeing what they come up with. So that's always fun. So I was going to look into your book. I was blessed a few months ago when you were starting to work on that with the different stuff you had with your chapters. And I was noticing, I was figuring we could just start real quick. We've got about 8 minutes left, though, so I'm not sure how much you want to talk about it. But your first chapter in the book is about life-changing secrets. I was wondering if you wanted to touch on that a little bit about, you know, especially when you used the word secret, everybody goes, ooh, it's a secret. Okay, well, the secret. So there you go.
Well, you know, it really goes into the root issue of how we look at a person's injury, how we look at a person, and the life-changing secret is when we look at the whole person. And we do that by looking at standing and seated, front view and side view, full spine, x-rays. We see things that other ways of imaging you will never see. And so that's the number one secret is, in order to understand a problem, we must look at the person in the position where the problem is most severe. Now, that seems so logical, but it's just hardly ever done in the medical world or chiropractic world, meaning if I have pain sitting down, or maybe I had a slip and fall, or maybe I was in a car accident, any of those things would show up in a seated position, not lying down position. So if I assess it lying down, then chances are I will be misled. So that's one aspect. The second issue was how, you know, we can look at a part or we can look at the whole. We believe that people are more than the sum of their parts. We believe that when we try to take the body apart, we lose clarity on what's happening with the person as a whole person. So our approach is definitely an approach of looking at a system of the body as opposed to a segment of the body. So, you know, one example would be if someone had hip replacement or had severe hip degeneration. The doctors will look at it and say the hip is breaking down. But when we look at it, we see the spine is going really far forward, and the forward curve is what's causing the breakdown in the hips. So one person will look at only the hips. We will look at what's happening above the hips. That's all. That is the cause of their degeneration in their pelvis. So that's kind of gets into life-changing secrets.
So if you have that, they're saying that you've got a degenerative hip, if you actually went to the other direction, had some adjustments through you, would they still need to have that surgery? It's probably a case-to-case situation, but just the probability of not having to go into surgery, I mean, it's a possibility just for the fact that that level of stress could be, you know, relieved from the body, right?
Right. I mean, you can't, depending upon degree of deterioration, would indicate if we can get in and alter what's going on in the body. In many cases, however, we can counterbalance the forward curve deterioration of the body. And as a result of doing that, we can improve the function in the hip. So, again, maybe something as easy as putting a person who's really far forward in curve in a cervical collar and holding up their head weight that's really far forward to gravity can be enough to reduce the pain in the pelvis. So, you know, but everything's kind of an interesting dynamic, but we do believe that we should always study injury and position of injury. And we should never look at non-position of injury to try to get clarity on what's truly happening. That's why I'm not a believer of lying down MRIs. I believe when we lie down to have MRI, that they will lie relative to the degree of challenge. So if there is a problem, you know it will be far more severe if you assess that problem in position of injury.
Okay. So just want to really encourage everyone, if you have something personally going on for yourself that you want to go ahead and have a second opinion, go ahead and maybe a loved one or a friend who may be having some kind of a surgery that could be a possibility, you know, take the time to go over and talk to Dr. Ward and to, you know, to get his opinion on just a different perspective to see if there's ways that just through, like you're saying, wearing a collar, getting some adjustments, and really just slowing the body down on a level of being able to have it in a care level instead of having to go through surgeries. Not that that may not be necessary, but you never know. So it's always good to be able to have that as an option. So Dr. Stephen Ward, chiropractor, he's chiroman.com. His address is 6530 East Spring Street in Long Beach, California. And his office number is 562-420-8884. Again, that's 562-420-8884. And he's Monday, Thursdays, and Fridays. He has his practices, and he's there from 9 to 12:30, and then from 2 to 5:30. And if you know, if you have that phone number and you're running a little bit late, and you know, give him a call and let him say, "Hey, Dr. Ward, I'm coming."
That's correct.
Because I've been known to do that before. Like, you know, just give him a little bit of call, and you know, he sometimes he's there a little bit early too. So there you go. Just give
I'm
him a call and let him
early.
Know you need him some self care. Yeah, he's always there early, so no worries on that. So just a little housekeeping for with the show. Wanted to let everybody know we've updated our transformation-cafe.com website, and actually the last 5 months I've been updated on there. So that's another place where you can actually just go there if you want to go ahead and listen to any of the shows. We've got them listed and also have the connections for anything with Chiromans on there. And probably, hopefully, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to be putting some more bios and stuff like that up there. So Dr. Ward will probably be getting a hold of him for another level of his bio information, along with our regular diners and making sure that there are just different kind of connections for people. So, like, well, once again, Dr. Ward, you always have information, and we're really grateful and happy to be hearing all about this kind of stuff. So I'm just going to get my little ice out and have my little stuff a little party, you know. Here you go. Some will be in my drink and some will be on my back or whatever. So that's all really good.
All right.
So thank you, guys. Yeah. So next time we will see you guys at the Transformation Cafe. So have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
Okay,
this
thank
has
you.
Been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well. And we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.